It is the 50th anniversary of Kinetics. Are you kidding me?
So close. It is actually not the 50th anniversary.
Oh,
it is the 50th race.
Okay, okay.
Next year is the 50th anniversary, and in Kinetics, we do take the opportunity to celebrate for 2 years in a row because
twice
why
the
not?
Glory, right?
Absolutely.
So before we get into the big 50, the big year this year, can you paint a picture for listeners about what that first race looked like in 1969?
Well, let's see. In 1969, our glorious founder, Hobart Brown, got the idea to cut apart his son's tricycle and weld it back together into something more interesting. And he invented then the pentacycle, which still exists today and is in the Kinetic Museum Eureka, and you can go see that. And he was playing around with that contraption that he built, and his friend, fellow metal sculptor Jack Mays, saw that and said, well, I could do better than that. And so Jack Mays built something equally as contraption-y. And then they decided, well, you've got two rideable art pieces. You might as well have a race. So they declared that there was going to be a kinetic sculpture race as part of the Mother's Day Festival in Ferndale that year. And so Mother's Day Sunday, they put on a race, and over a dozen people showed up for that first race. I mean, not spectators, racers, over a dozen entries showed up. And, of course, neither Hobart nor Jack won the race.
in very appropriate to kinetic style.
Yeah, winning is subjective. Mm-hmm. It was won by a fellow named Dan Brown, who had a papier-mâché polka-dotted turtle that blew smoke and laid eggs along the course.
Oh, my gosh.
It was two blocks back then, and for many years, it was just a two-block race all on Mother's Day during the Arts Festival. And things were a lot more slow and weird. You know, the drive trains would be weird. There would be something where somebody climbed up a ladder and grabbed onto a platform and slid down a slide, and in sliding down the slide, they turned a gear, and that's what moved the machine forward.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I can't believe you're telling me that Kinetics used to be weirder than it is now.
I guess mechanically weirder.
Okay. Well, fast forward to this year, the first of 2 years of big celebrations, twice the glory.
Yeah.
And there's some big changes happening in this weekend's race.
Well, you know, Kinetics obviously has evolved over 5 decades. We're up to 50 miles now. We're crossing land, sand, water, and mud like we have been. But this year we have over 50 teams, and it's shaping up to be the biggest Kinetics sculpture race in living memory. So it's going to be so huge. We figured out that if every single team does their pageantry on the plaza, it would take about, I think, 11 hours.
So you'd have to start at about 2 in the morning to get to the noon whistle?
Before. So we figured we might as well start the day before anyway. So what we've done is we've added an extra event, which adds an extra day. So the Kinetic Madness genuinely starts. Well, really, it started last weekend at the Rutabaga Ball when we crowned a new queen. All hail Metalana. But the Kinetic Grand Championship is going to start on Friday night. With the pageantry. And that's like when the teams go around the plaza and they do their brake check and they test with the engineers, and then they stop there in front of the Jacoby Storehouse and the K-Hum folks, and they do their show, their like pageantry, whatever pageantry happens to mean to that team. That is going to still happen, and it's also going to happen at this Friday night event.
Oh,
we're calling it
goodness.
The Kinetic Thrill Pageantry Party. That's the Arcata Community Center. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's free to get in. You can go see the teams and their awesome costumes and their pageantry and some of the machines, and check out their whole art theme before it gets splattered with mud and gear grease.
Right. And do we get to have like spectacular brake check fails at the community center, or we're going to have to wait until Saturday morning for that?
Well, the community center is pretty flat,
so we're still
going to do brake check on the plaza, and there still will be pageantry on the plaza, and there still will be everything that you expect on the plaza, only bigger and more. And that's true for the whole race weekend. But we just added this extra night to make sure that all the teams that want to get to do pageantry can. Because we've got about 50 teams, and there's more sort of adjustments coming. But on the plaza between 9 a.m. and noon, we only have time for about 20, 25 teams to do their stuff. So we wanted to make sure everybody that wanted to got to do it, and the pageantry judges get to see everybody and judge for pageantry. And it really ties into the art theme. I love it when the pageantry is, spectacular and ties all into the art. Like when the Newly Deads had their Dia de los Muertos themed taco truck and they had a mariachi band.
So good, yes.
And then sometimes teams will have their art and pageantry, fight each other. Like there was once where Mr. Fish had a kinetic craft and the sculpture was a giant fish. And their pit crew were in a human-powered boat, and they were chasing the fish with a giant fishing pole, and that was their pageantry. It was like trying to catch the fish.
I love watching the race, but especially this year, I'm understanding that a lot of the usual places are going to get very impacted. You know, you have the Plaza on Saturday and Dead Men's Drop on Saturday, and the water entry in Eureka and the finish line in Ferndale. What are other good places that glorious spectators can watch the race?
Oh, there's so many great places to watch it. Of course, they're going, across 50 miles of the county, and every bit of it is